From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. The city and borough of Juneau is planning to move its cold weather seasonal homelessness shelter to the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, or JAC, starting tomorrow. The move is an attempt to address concerns about creating more space for the city's vulnerable population with the spread of coronavirus. Staff for the JAC were busy packing and moving things to Centennial Hall today in preparation for the shelter, which is currently housed in St. Vincent de Paul Society near the airport. The Juneau Arts and Humanities Council operates both the JAC and Centennial Hall, which are owned by the city. Executive Director Nancy DeCherney says both are effectively closed right now, with most staff working from home, since events have been canceled.
Reliable Transfer is going to move the grand piano over tomorrow, and other things are being moved into our gallery. So things, it's a very fluid situation, and hopefully everything will work itself out in a positive way.
The cold weather shelter will continue to operate under the same hours for now, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., whenever the temperature is below freezing. The city contract to operate the warming shelter is through April 15th, but could be extended if necessary. In a phone meeting Thursday morning, service providers talked about how to safely isolate people and screen others for illness. Current guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people stay a distance of 6 feet between themselves and others. It also discourages public gatherings of 10 people or more. Maria Lovashuk is the director of the Glory Hall Homeless Shelter. She says she won't send any of the people who typically stay at the shelter to the JAC because it's not safe. She feels the city isn't doing enough to address the immediate needs of Juneau's most vulnerable community.
We propose that the city immediately gets people who do not need any kind of supervision and who are only at the shelter because they fell on hard times and are experiencing homelessness, a hotel room, and that we do this for 2 weeks starting tonight.
Lovashuk says they would need 36 rooms, and this would also help reduce pressure on the JAC, given those who can't stay on their own in a hotel a less crowded space. And labor officials released Alaska's latest jobs numbers for January last week. They're up, but come with a big asterisk. It's too early to show effects of the coronavirus. Labor impacts are expected to show up in the data for February and March. Now, industry and government travel restrictions are keeping the big cruise ships from coming to Alaska until at least July. For cruise towns like Juneau, where the visitor industry was the biggest private sector employer, the impacts are huge. KTO's Jeremy Shea has more on that story.
Until a few weeks ago, the 2020 cruise ship season in Alaska was poised to set new records. At Juneau Tours and Whale Watch, General Manager Serene Hutchinson says pre-sales were up 30 to 40%.
And so we were getting ready for a huge season. We were sweating. We were nervous.
Normally at this time of year, the office would be buzzing with phone calls and clickety-clack of keyboards, taking bookings and hiring. But this year...
Boy, I had a good dream going on here, huh?
There's a black lab mix named Zach, short for Prozac, napping serenely in the spring sun pouring in from the windows. There's only one other employee in the office. Half-packed equipment lays idle, getting ready to move to a downsized office. Hutchinson says they had planned to have a summer staff of 85 to 90 people. Instead, she recently laid off half her year-round staff. They now have 5 employees. 5 instead of 85.
Now the people I just laid off are really nervous because they don't know when they're gonna start back. And then as far as all my seasonal workers, I've been asking them to, as far as drivers and boat crew, I've just been asking them to stand by.
Hutchinson says it's likely she'll lose them to other work. If the cruise ship season does eventually start, she'll have to rehire all over again. Some version of this is probably playing out at businesses across the region. According to labor data for Juneau, about 1 out of every 7 or 8 jobs here is in travel and hospitality. Yasmin Habash has counted on a summer tourism job for the past 9 years. Now, she says, she's
waiting for tourism season that may or may not come.
She's babysitting. Right now, they're taking a walk around Overstreet Park.
I don't think there's any daycare right now, so I'm just helping some friends out. They're still working.
She says she's trying to be optimistic that there will be a cruise ship season, but she's also thinking about plans B and C.
I would definitely look for other employment in the capital, and then plan C is leaving Juneau, maybe for a season or longer.
David Noon teaches American history at the University of Alaska Southeast. In 2018, he started driving buses in the summer for Holland America Princess to help make ends meet. He's in a kind of dark place right now.
Well, we just hit the library yesterday before they closed for 2 weeks, so we took out a lot of books on, you know, the Black Death and serial killers, and, you know, things are pretty dark in my household at the moment. My kids are, they're along for the ride.
And your kids are of an age, you don't have to worry about the childcare stuff.
No, they can, you know, just leave them at home with a, you know, a rifle and a can opener, and they'll be fine.
He says he's fortunate to have savings to draw on, but doesn't think he'll be able to pay down some of his debt for a while. He'll be curbing his leisure spending and won't travel.
I'm good at beating myself up in most circumstances, but I'm just not doing it right now because everybody's in a state of heightened ambiguity.
Abash says, at least it's a good time to get outside.
Just trying not to be stressed and getting outside in nature, which the weather has helped with a lot, some nature therapy and some sunshine. So just finding the good.
In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
And the Alaska House failed to get sufficient support to fully fund legislation that includes additional aid to help the state respond to coronavirus concerns. Provisions of the bill called for using the constitutional budget reserve and preventing various state accounts from being swept into the fund. For those to pass, 3/4 support was needed in each the House and Senate. The Senate met that threshold earlier in the day. The House needed at least 30 votes. It fell 2 votes shy, with 2 members absent. And the COVID-19 virus is drastically altering the social landscape we live in. It's also forcing Alaskans to reconsider their plans for the future. Juneau typically sees more than 1 million cruise ship passengers a year, but with cancellations and travel restrictions stretching well into the summer, those numbers are now out of reach. I spoke with one business owner, now one of many, making the tough decision to scale back their dream. Entering Dean Graber's wood shop, you'd think he's moving in or moving out. There are boxes everywhere. An unplugged point-of-sale system shares a table with handmade sushi boards and wooden clocks.
Cheese boards, I have a couple hundred of those right now. I'll probably need more. I would have needed more.
In anticipation of the summer, Graber created hundreds of cutting boards for his business, Rainforest Custom. Some of them are stacked around this workspace, not even oiled yet. He mostly makes wood pieces for custom orders, but he says his family had big dreams for a downtown retail space this summer, and it was guaranteed to get a lot of foot traffic from cruise ship passengers.
I wanted it to be a place that people remembered when they come back to Juneau. I wanted it to be a place that the people of Juneau would like to come.
Graber was planning on opening this second space year-round. He'd taken out a loan to help support the business. He was about to sign a lease on a new building. Then, news of the COVID-19 virus struck.
This last 2 weeks, my wife and I have gone back and forth, crunching numbers, looking at spreadsheets, cash flow, and, you know, looking at the news. And daily, it was, yes, let's do it. No, let's not. Yes, let's do it.
Last week, several cruise lines that come to Juneau announced a suspension of cruises until May. Just days before that, Graber and his wife decided not to sign the lease. Fallout has continued to escalate for the visitor industry. Southeast Alaska likely won't see a cruise ship until well into the summer, if that. On Wednesday, a coronavirus relief package passed a major hurdle in Congress. It could provide paid sick leave, enhanced unemployment benefits, and free coronavirus testing. And billions more dollars could be on the way to help small businesses. But if that relief comes in the form of secured loans, Graber says that won't be of much help.
I don't need a zero or no interest loan because I've already got debt to pay. I don't need any more debt. I don't want any more debt.
Graber is trying to recover. He's selling some of the inventory of wood items, flooding his shop for half off. He'll still make custom pieces, but it's not just the business plans that are changing rapidly. He wonders what the future will look like for his family, with schools closed and retirement facilities on lockdown.
I hope my son graduates, is able to graduate otherwise. I hope my mother makes it okay. My daughter's coming home from college in New York City. She's being sent home.
As news of the pandemic unfolds, Graber says he's taking it one day at a time. He hopes the United States pulls through quickly. He thinks it will. He says people are resilient. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of tonight, it's clear and lows in the mid-30s. For Friday, mostly sunny and isolated showers, highs around 40. And for Saturday, there's a chance of rain and highs around 40.